FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
The Democrats have a central question in front of them, Bill. Do they want to keep the government open or do they want to keep the borders open?
Kellyanne Conway right there with about as simple as it can get. 5 seconds of full-on truth. That's what we have heard from this morning, this Oval Office meeting with Donald Trump. Mike Pence was there. He's awfully quiet, but he was there. Also, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. I want to get straight to the government shutdown news of the day. John Decker with Fox News Radio. John, thanks so much for giving us some time today. What do you know?
Hey, sure thing, Annie. Wow, a reality TV moment.
Oh, yeah.
Less than a few hours ago in the Oval Office, House Speaker-to-be Nancy Pelosi and the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer openly sparring with the president. The two Democratic leaders said they would not meet the president's demand to put $5 billion toward a southern border wall. And so I don't know what good this meeting did because it seems like they're in the same exact place they were prior to entering the Oval Office.
Was that display that we saw, at least being in front of the press, was that highly unusual? Or is that something that happens more often and
no,
I'm just having a...
It does not happen like that. Usually what occurs... And I've gone to so many of them over the years, you know, since covering the President Clinton back in 1995. That's how long I've covered the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And typically presidents, no matter what party it is, they meet with the leaders from both parties. And it's very courteous, very courteous.
Yeah.
That was not what we saw in the Oval Office a short while ago. It was anything but both sides interrupting each other, the president interrupting Schumer, the president interrupting Pelosi, Pelosi interrupting the president. Very unusual. Like I said, I think the best way to describe it is a real-life reality television moment.
Yeah. So, John, were you in the room when that was going on?
No, it wasn't. Unfortunately, no. It wasn't my day in the pool. So, unfortunately, I did not get that opportunity today.
So, when... After the media was finally excused from the room so they could have a conversation, it barely seemed like there was enough time to actually talk about anything before Schumer and Pelosi were in front of a podium outside to say it's. They almost gave the impression that they said something to Trump and then they were excused. Do you think that the way that in front of the press pool, the way that went down, do you think that altered the meeting that was going to happen afterwards?
Well, essentially, they had the meeting right in front of the press corps. I mean, you couldn't imagine anything happening differently once the press was escorted out of the Oval Office. It seemed like that was the tone that both sides were going to take in the meeting. It seemed as if, you know, if you're going to be that sort of discourteous to each other, and that goes on both sides, with the television cameras there, why will you then all of a sudden be courteous to each other when the cameras leave the room?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I think why it was a very short meeting. As you mentioned, Annie, is shortly after the president instructed the television cameras and the press to exit the Oval Office, I would say that within 20 minutes or so, that's how long the rest of the meeting lasted,
yeah.
Pelosi and Schumer were outside in front of the entrance to the West Wing to give us their readout of the meeting.
So last question for you, John. What's the actual timeline here that we're looking? You know, the President Trump has said he's in no hurry. His goal is border security. And the Democrats in the room are saying we want to keep the government open. At what is the timeline going forward on when a government shutdown would or would not happen?
Well, the timeline is a week from Friday, the 21st. Is what we're looking at, and unless they can come up to some sort of agreement to keep the government funded past this deadline, then there will be a partial government shutdown. Why partial government? It's because they've actually passed and the president has signed a number of bills which fund certain government agencies, by the way, including the Pentagon,
mm-hmm.
So that would not be impacted, but certain other agencies would be impacted, including the Department of Homeland Security. And so that's the reason why I think both sides need to sort of put the bad blood behind them and come together and work on some sort of compromise. That's why, you know, you and I and everybody else listening, you know, sends our representatives to Washington so they can get something done.
Absolutely. Well, John Decker with Fox News Radio, we appreciate your insight, and it's going to be an interesting week and a half ahead of us, as always.
That's right, Annie. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.